So for today, Mirtz Hashem, we'll learn the sugya, or at least begin the sugya of Nat Bar Nat. And the goal for today would be Moreshes Moshe. So let me just ask you if you have the Moreshes Moshe. I think we gave it out. And if you don't have it, it's right here. And it's on Tav Kuf Yud Zayin. So let's see if we can open up the Tav Kuf Yud Zayin. And then we'll... Here, Lenny, I'll give you this so you don't have to waste your time. Okay, then, here. Take this.
Okay, then.
So let's begin. Yeah, let's begin with the Gemara itself.
Which is
Chulin. And we're going to take a look on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. I'll show you exactly where it is. It's called Dogim Sha'olu Bekara, and it's on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. And it goes on to Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Yeah. Do you have it?
Yes, I do.
We're on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Okay, 111B, I guess you'd call it in English. And we're going to take a look at the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Now, we'll see that Shmuel is the Mekil, and that's at the beginning of the wide lines. Well, I'll have to repeat myself again because Lenny wasn't here. Yeah. So, the first of the wide lines. John, you want to just show Lenny where the place is? Okay. Right? Itmar. Do we have the place?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
First wide line.
Yeah. Dogim Sha'olu Bekara, Rav Omar Osu Lioklam Bekutach, Ushmuel Omar Mutter Lioklam Bekutach. Rav Omar Osu No Saint Tamhu, Ushmuel Omar No Saint Tar Bar No Saint Tamhu. So, just on a very superficial level, before we get into a little bit more Be'iyun, let's say the following, that according to Rav, the tam of basar goes into the walls of the kedera. He's cooked the meat in this pot. Let's just dramatize. Let's say he's done it 1,000 times. So there's definitely a blia of basar into the dofnei hakedera. And we have a principle of polto that if you cook in that kedera, then the tam balua is going to be niflat. And in this case, into fish. And Rav says that now that fish becomes fleshika fish. You know, it's got a tam of basar in the fish. You can't take that fish and eat it with milk. And that's called, in the language of Rav, no saying tamhu, meaning that the kara, the kli in which you did bishul of fish, is no saying tam. It gives a tam of basar into the fish. So the fish is now carrying a tam. The Torah says tam is tam kiika. So how can you possibly eat that fish which has a tam of basar together with milk? Shmuel, on the other hand, says no saint tam bar no saint tam. Alright, so we'll have to figure out what Shmuel means here, but before that, let's put the Gemara on the side and take a look at the Moreshes Moshe. Okay. Now, what you should have in front of you is Tav Kuf Yud Zayin. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, just to make a mental note of it, because it's more relevant to Yerudea and to various Minhagim, there's a whole long discussion here about the health issue. Because if there's a tam of dog of basar in the dogim, then mixing a tam basar with kutach might be a health problem. And in fact, we don't mix fish and meat together. Okay, I'm not right now. I'm not focused on that. You know, if you want to, we could take that up as a separate. That would be on the previous Amud, which I don't even have in front of me, but you'll see it there. Tav Kuf Tezayin, I think it is. Yeah, which I think we gave out at some point, but.
And would that necessitate a waiting period or just not together?
I don't know.
I don't know.
There's some sort of sakana issue with mixing fish and meat, and the discussion here is why is Gemara only focused on eating the fish with milchiks? What about the fish itself might be a sakana? Okay, again, as I told you, you know, if you give me the previous page, but I gave it to you, Lenny. So. No, I'm not going to take it back from you. I'm not an Indian giver. Because I'll tell you the truth, I'm not. Right now, my brain is not focused on sakana. You know, we had our grandson's bris on Friday, so that's sakana. Baruch Hashem. Thanks. We passed that sakana. So we have a Yehuda Berzon in the family, which is a first.
Lo yasur shevet me Yehuda.
Right. So we're going to start with the paragraph that you'll see on the right side that says Dogim Sha'olu Bekara.
Yep.
And we're going to start with a he'ara, a note of the Prima Gadim, the Rosh Yosef. And he asks the following. If Shmuel is telling me that I can take this fish that has a ta'am of basar in it and I can eat it with milchiks, why does he use the terminology olu bikara, mutal ochlo bekusach? He could have told me a bigger chiddush, nisbashlu bikara. He took fish and he cooked it in a fleshika pot. That's not olu bikara. Olu bikara means that he has a pot which is fleshiks and he puts the fish into the pot. He didn't cook the fish into the pot. He just simply, we'll call it a maisa hanocha. You know, we're getting in the mood for Hanukkah. You know, the hanocha osa mitzvah. Yeah.
A hot pot or a cold pot?
Hot pot. So you have a hot fleshika pot. It's perfectly clean. There's no be'en of basar. And he puts fish on top of this hot pot. Shmuel says, take the fish, tzolzayin gezunt, shtak, and eat it with cholov, with kutach. But why didn't Shmuel tell me a bigger chiddush that even if he took the fish and he cooked it in a fleshika pot, that would have been nisbashlu, not olu bekara. So he says, "Amai lo ka'amar abusa, diafilu nisbashlu bekara mutol yochlan bekutat." And he offers the following answer. He doesn't like this answer, so you can put a minus sign in, if you like, in front of it. That's dochak. But let's see his answer. Dinakit l'rabusa derav. Not a enochinami Shmuel. If the Gemara would have been focused on Shmuel, it would have been a bigger finish to tell you that even though it was nisbashlu bekara, you can still eat it with milchiks. But right now the Gemara is focused on the first of the two shitas, which is the shita of Rav, and Rav tells you can't take this fish; you're not allowed to eat it with milchiks. Lo mi boy, if he took the fish and he cooked it in a fleshika pot, but even in a case where he just simply laid the fish down on a hot fleshika pot, that's enough to set off a process of blia in which the fish was bolea the tam of basar, and that prohibits us from using the fish in milchiks. You and I know that very often the Gemara vacillates that there will be a bigger chiddush l'chumra according to this man the Omer, a bigger chiddush l'kula according to this man the Omer. So the Prima Gadim thinks that the Gemara should have told me a bigger chiddush according to Shmuel, that even if it was nispashel, you could still eat it with kutach. Now he's saying, but he doesn't like it, but he's offering the following possibility, that maybe the Gemara wanted to tell me a chiddush in Rav, that Rav is machmir, you can't eat this fish with milchiks, even in a case where it was only what? It was alubekara. It was just simply...
Lo nispashel.
The reason why the Prima Gadim doesn't like this is because he went through all of Shas and he concluded that the Gemara always uses the principle of Koach that Tera Adif, that if there's a two options, I can either tell you a bigger Chiddush L'Chumra according to one Man D'Omer, a bigger Chiddush L'Kula according to another Man D'Omer, we always want to tell you the bigger Chiddush L'Kula according to that Man D'Omer. In this case, Shmuel is the Mekil and he holds that Nat Bar Nat is Mutter. And the Gemara should have offered us a bigger chiddush in Shmuel, koach that tera, than lo mi boy in the case of Hanocha, but even in the case of Bishul, it still is mutter. So the Prima Gadim wants to say the following, that Enochinami, if the Gemara was focused on which of these two chidushim it should have presented, then certainly Shmuel would be the right territory for being mechadesh that it's mutter according to Shmuel b'kutach, even if, meaning even if this bash. But that's not what the Gemara's focus is on. The Gemara's focus is on one chumrah which is common to both Rav and Shmuel. Do you hear this, Rabbosai? What the Prima Gadim is going to be mechadesh is that we should not be happy and satisfied with reading Shmuel the way we read Shmuel and the impression that we walked away with it, Shmuel, that Shmuel's a Nekil from A to Z, from top to bottom. Then Shmuel is talking about a situation of Bidievet. And L'chatchila Shmuel agrees with Rav, which means that Shmuel agrees it's Asur. That means that to cook fish in a fleshik pot for the purpose of using that fish for milchiks. You imagine, we need to put the fish into the kutach. And apparently it was very common to add fish into kutach. So what are we going to do? We're not going to bother looking for a milchik pot to cook the fish in. My milchik pots are across the street in my other kitchen. I'm a very wealthy guy, I have two kitchens. I'm going to use the local kitchen. What do I have in the local kitchen? Fleshika pots. Why? Because I'm too lazy to cross the street. Nein, says the Prima Gadim, that even Shmuel would agree in such a case, you're not allowed to do what you're doing. You cannot take fish and cook it in a fleshika pot for the purpose of putting it into your kutach. You have kutach, but what's missing in the ingredients? What is your Bala Basta telling you? I'm missing fish. And we don't eat, what's that thing called, the Japanese, the raw fish, what's it called?
Sushi.
We don't eat sushi, we need cooked fish, or maybe kutach needs cooked fish. So now what is she doing? She has everything ready for the kutach, it's all tzemish tzezamen, everything is wonderful, but she's missing cooked fish. So she has raw fish, and she wants to cook the fish. So you know what? What's the local, what's the convenient, comfortable cookery or utensil to cook the fish in? It's a fleshika pot. No, don't do such a thing. Shmuel doesn't want it. And the Prima Gadim is going to have to explain to us why not. But that's the word olub. The Prima Gadim has a new twist on the word olub. The word olub is it's not subject to koch katera adif. Koch katera adif would mean if you want either you had a chiddush according to one man the omer or a chiddush according to the other man the omer and you want to know which one we should choose, so we choose the koch katera adif. No, what this gemara wants to be mechadish to you is that there's one domain in which even Shmuel agrees it's aser, and that's what the mishnah, that's what the gemara wants to emphasize to me when it says Itmar. The Itmar is a kind of a, I wouldn't call it a Mishnah or a Braisa because we're talking about Rav and Shmuel, but Itmar means a formulation. And the Gemara wants to formulate the Itmar in such a way that we understand that even Shmuel has his limitations. That there's one area and one Shiloh which even Shmuel agrees to Rav is Osir. And that is the case of going ahead and setting this up by using a fleishiga utensil for the express purpose of adding that fleishiga fish or whatever that fish is into your kutach. So let me just read it inside for just a second, and then just to make sure that vitirates. Do you have it? Vitirates. The kamashbalon. This is about five lines down. The dafka im kvar olu b'di'evet. That the word olu, the mashmos of the word olu, means he accidentally, so to speak, did this kind of thing. So he's looking at a reality in which he's got a fish that he needs desperately for his kutach, and he accidentally put the fish into a fleishika pot. So the word olu is conveying the following message. We want to underline the next three words. We will not permit him to orchestrate this in such a way that he cooks his fish for the purpose of kutach in a fleishika pot. Yosef?
I was asking about Pidmar. It sounded like a general statement that you were making about the use of the word Itmar in general. And
right.
I wasn't aware of that.
I think whenever you see the word Itmar in the Gemara is going to, and the Rishonim are going to analyze the formulation, because Itmar means that this is the way it was presented in the Beis Medrash, this is the way it's part of the Mesorah. And just like there's a Mesorah for Mishnayos, there's also a Mesorah for Amoraim, and that Mesorah for Amoraim has a specific formulation, and every word should be understood correctly. And we can make diukim in the Itmar just like we'd make a diuk in a Mishnah or in a Braisa. So the af imrak olu, even though if it was olu, then fine. You got this fish that's sitting in a fleishika hot pot. Shmuel says, go ahead and use it for kutach. But rak im olu, but also lechatchila, to put the fish down in a flesh kapat, and how much more so to cook it in a flesh kapat for the express purpose of using it for kutah, that's us. Now, the Moreshes Moshe adds a footnote to this prima godim, and he says, ayin lahalon, hold on your horses, we'll get to another paragraph, and we're going to see that many, many poskim hold that even lechatchila, you're allowed to cook the fish in a flesh kapat for the express purpose of adding it to your kutach. Ubidaitam, and according to those poskim, Tzarech Lomar did not get olu mishum rabusa derav. As much as we don't like to say, because this violates the principle of koch detera adif, but we have no choice but to assume that the Itmar is telling me a chiddush in Rav lechumra, that Rav is machmir even without bishul, even if he didn't cook the fish in a fleishik kapat, but simply it was all. He laid it down in a fleishik kapat.
Okay, what was the reason why you can't put the fish in the milk? Was it from a health reason or from a halacha reason?
Everything that we're learning today is halacha. If you want to come back tomorrow, maybe we'll talk about health reasons.
No, if it's from a health reason, I couldn't understand what's the difference between the evidence or the
No. Yeah, you're right. This whole discussion is. That's why I didn't even. I shouldn't have even told you that in the previous page he has a discussion about health issues.
Okay.
All right. Now, Rabosa, we get to the Pupova. I don't know if you know about the Pupova dynasty. The name was Greenwald. My brother-in-law, may rest in peace, was from that dynasty. His great uncle was the Pupova Rebbe, otherwise known as the Arugas HaBosen. Okay. Now, this is a fascinating question. Rav says that you have this fish that was, let's say, cooked in a fleishika pot, and you're not allowed to use it with milk. Is that a rabbinic isur? Is that a drabonon? Or the Torah itself would asur it? And that's the vacillation here of the Arugas HaBosen. Now, we're going to try to prove from a diuk in the Ramban that the Ramban holds that the whole issue of Rav is all drabonon. Are you ready for this? The Ramban says that Rav holds that the reason why you're not allowed to eat this fish, this fleishik fish with milchigs, is because of a principle called Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. And what that means is that you're not allowed to lechatchila rely and create bittul in order to be matir something. Bittul only works with the evid post facto if you're facing a situation on the ground that already exists. What makes this into a davar she'esh lo matirin is that who asks you misamcha to take this fish, which is fleishix, and cook it with milchix, and then apply a principle called no same tam bar no same tam, that you know you've got a tam kolosh and the tam kolosh loses its efficacy in the kutach, and it's not powerful enough to contagiously penetrate the cholov and cause an infection of basar into the chol, right? Who asks you to go ahead and set that up? And that's called the davar she'esh lo matirin. Davar she'esh lo matirin always says ad she'tochlenu be'isa tochlenu be'heter. Why should you set up a situation in which you're going to have to apply bittul against an isur when right now there is no tarovus, there is no mixture? You follow me, Rabosai? You're not allowed to make artificially create a tarovus in order to apply a kind of a bittul halacha, because that would be a violation of the principle of davar she'esh lo matirin. Now, davar she'esh lo matirin is only a derabbanan, right? It tells you that you shouldn't set up this bittul, but if you have the bittul, then it should work. So that, according to the Ramban, it would seem that Rav is avoiding this kind of mixture between the fleshiks that's balua in the fish and the kutach when he adds it together.
But putting it in the fleshik pot is not the problem. You haven't created a problem yet. It's when you want to take it from the fleshik pot and put it in the milchik, then you've created the problem. But the fish is already in the fleshik pot. You were two steps ahead when you were talking about davar she'esh lo matirin. It's not, there's no iser yet.
Correct. So Rav says, you want to cook your fish in a fleshik pot? Fine. Gegezuntate. I have no problem. But now, what are you going to do in the present situation? You're going to add it to kutach, and then you're going to press a button and activate not bar not. And you're going to say, well, the tam of basar is not stark, it's not a strong tam kolosh, and therefore it doesn't generate an iser. So you're creating a tarovus here by mixing the fish with the kutach. That's a violation of the principle of davar she'esh lo matirin. And that's the Ramban's insight into what bothers Rav.
So you could eat the fish by itself. That's the matirin.
Right.
You could just eat it with the flesh.
Yeah, ad she'tochlenu be'iser, by eating it with milchix and applying this and that and this tray and that tray. Tochlenu be'heter, just eat it with a flesh of a meal. We're not causing you any great loss. We're just saying, okay, you won't use it for kutach. Use it for your meat meal. So he says that the Yeshuas Yankiv, that was his name was Arenstein, he was medayik from this Ramban that the whole business of Rav is Eino Ela Derabbanan. You see that? Lefize Eino Ela Midrabbanan. Please underline those words. Now, the obvious question that we have to ask here is, what happened to Tam Ki'ikar? That's a doraisa halacha. So, for example, if you have a mixture of nevela and basa shchuta in such a way that the nevela gives tam into the basa shchuta, that's a doraisa halacha, Rabbo. So we derive that from a parsha of Nazir, where the Torah says that the Nazir is not allowed to take his bread and dip it into, soak it into wine, because the bread now absorbs the taste of the wine, and even if he were to take the bread and squeeze it, you know, and get every last drop of wine out, but it still is left with the tam of the ayin, which in the language of the Torah, in Parshas Noso, is called Mishras Anovil. Right? Okay. So Yosef, don't get nervous, but next time you're a Nazir, don't dip your bread into wine, even if you're going to squeeze out the wine. Correct?
Right.
So now we have the following question. The Yeshua's Yaakov was medayik from the Ramban that Rav's whole business that I can't eat the fish with kuda is only the Rabbanon. What happened to the principle of Tam Ki'ikar, which is a Doraisa? How can we possibly say that Rav is holding that this mixture of the fleshik of fish with milchiks is only the Rabbanon? What about the principle of Tam Ki Ikar? So the place he raises this question, I think his name is Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz, if I'm not mistaken, and he says the following: V'lo dami l'mishras. It's not to be equated with Tam Ki Ikar. But he doesn't tell you why. He's, you know, he tells you to get access to the placey, and it's quoted in the Arugos Abosem. So right now, at the present moment, I don't have access to the placey. So let's just take a shot at it. Mishras Anovim would apply if you took fish and meat and you cooked them together in one pot. Now you want to take the fish and eat it with milchiks. Rav would say that that's the oraisa, that's tam ki ikar. But here, where you cook the fish in a pot, and now you cook the meat in a pot, and now after cleaning out the pot, you cook the fish in that pot. That's not mishras anovim. Mishras anovim means where the kikar lechem has now directly absorbed yayin. Then we talk about removing the be'en of the yayin, and we're left with the tam of the yayin, and tam is ki'ikar.
That's not just tam, that's be'en.
Well, I'm saying, let's say, Luya 2, you could remove the be'en. You know, I don't know, Efshel Sokto, I don't know, I don't want to get into that whole issue, but if you would theoretically squeeze out every last drop of wine. But obviously, if you tasted the bread, you're going to taste the taste of wine, and the Torah considers that as if the yayin itself is in the air. Is there. You're going to get malchus for such a thing. Mishras Anovim is doraisa. But not in this case. In this case, he didn't cook meat and fish in the same pot. Had he done so, Rav would insist that would be a tam ki ikar d'oraisa of mishras anovim. If you eat that with cholov, you're chay malchus for that. But here, he used a pot that had a blia of fleshiks to cook fish in. That's not tam ki ikar. That's tam ki ikar d'rabbanon, which the Ramban frames it as d'orish yeshlo matim. Now he has a Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer takes the Ramban to its logical conclusion. Why? Because you have something called a Dovr Sheyesh Lo Matirin. And a Dovr Sheyesh Lo Matirin in this case means that why should you take the fish and put it into milchiks, into the kutach, just eat the fish in a fleshik meal. What would be then if you took the fish and you mixed it into milchiks? Does everything become osur? It's no longer davar sheyesh lo matirin, if you follow my point. You know, you can no longer say to him, well, throw the whole mixture out. That's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Davar sheyesh lo matirin means you could eat it with fleshiks, and we're not asking you to take a hefsed here. And we're not allowing you to deliberately mix it with milchiks and apply all the principles of no sing tam or no sing tam. But b'dieved, Rav would agree that if you went ahead and you cooked it together with milchiks, then it would be mutter. Which means, Rav Osai, and this is Berzon's Ha'ara here on the footnote, is that now we have an answer to the original question of the Prima Gadin. Remember, the Prima Gadin was wondering if Shmuel would agree that you're not allowed to do this lechatchila. The answer is no. Shmuel would go as far as being materit lechatchila, because otherwise there's no machlok shin Rav and Shmuel. Because now the Ksav Sofer is insisting that Rav only said lechatchila you're not allowed to do such a thing. It's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, but by the evidence it would be mutter. And you can eat it with you have a happy party of fleshik of fish with milchiks. You know, it's like the Gemara asks, you know, when can you ever have a taste of you know, the Torah allows every isa taste to, you know, in certain circumstances to eat it beheter.
I don't understand the language here. Aval im kvarnit arvu b'chutach moded de asur?
No, it should be moded de mutar.
The mutar.
Yeah, yeah, cross that out. That's a printing error. Moded de mutar. Right. I noticed that on Shabbos, but I wasn't able to make the change. Yeah, is Mavur, we didn't get to the Ritvoya, but Mavur de Ravlo Osir Midaraisa El Mirabon Lakach Shaykh Lomid Vyevin Mutar. Now, if Rav would have applied the principle of Mishras, of Tam Kika Doraisa, then he can't tell me but the Evid would be Mutta, because there's a mixture of a Tam of Basa B'Cholav, and you might even be cooking together. So that would be certainly an Issa Doraisa. But the answer is this is not Mishras, but rather this is a problem of Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, you know, to artificially and deliberately create a situation where it would be Mutta. So we're going to apply the principle of Shetochlenu Beisa Tochlenu Behet. Don't stop playing around with Matirim when you could simply eat it with Fleishiks. But for the evidence, it would certainly be Mut if he mixed it together. Which would mean, again, it's a factor that Shmuel would be Matir even Lechatchila. So Rabbo say this puts a whole new spin on the Machlok Shin Rav and Shmuel. They're arguing about the scope of an Isa Derabbanan. And does it apply here or does it not apply? In other words, Shmuel is using not bar not to remove even some sort of a rabbinic enactment, whereas Rav is not willing to use not bar not to be mafkia this din derabbanan of ad shetochlenu be'isa tochlenu behet. V'chein kosar arugas abosim derav sover detam sheni avitam mashuhu. The also levat lo lechatchila. Interesting. The arugas habosim is not operating with the Ramban about tov sheish lamatir, but he comes to the same. You know, he offers a different mechanics, but the structure is identical. He's saying that according to Rav, it's very nice that you've converted a tam gomer into a tam kolish, but it's still a tam of a mashahu. And you're not allowed to be lechatchila be mevatel a tam of mashahu. And again, this is all a drabanan, and it's only lechatchila. The Hemshech Dvar of Kosav the Yishlom Degam Degabi Bosa B'cholav Osa Rav Mid Rabbanim Yishum Di Eino Tam Gomur V'lav Derech Bisholhu. So the first answer that he gives as to why Rav would hold it's not Doraisa and it's not Mishras is because it's not a Tam Gomer. As we said before, there's no direct contact between the Basar and the fish, but rather it goes through the walls of the Kedera. But the second answer is a psa'achidush. He wants to say that what might be Doraisa and Shari Surim is only the Rabbanan and Basa B'cholav. Why? Because the Torah only prohibited Basa B'cholav if it's Derech Bishul. And Derech Bishul would mean to take the fish and cook it in the same pot with meat. But to cook fish in a fleshika pot and then say, well, the tam of the balua goes into the fish and that's the way we normally cook fish as fleshiks, That's not derech bishul, and that means that Rav would agree in shari surim it would be doraisa. So let's underline those words: ubishar isurim osur midoraisa. So what happens now? You take nevela, Rabosai, and you cook it in a pot. The pot now has a blia of nevela. Clean out the pot, and you cook basa shchuta in this same pot. Rav would say that's doraisa. The only reason, says the Arugas Habosem, in our sugya of dogim shol bakara, that Rav would max out at a derabbanan and not go further to doraisa, is because of Derech Bishol Asrit Torah. That's the Arugas Habosem. It's not the Ramban. Rabosa, I don't want you to confuse the Ramban with the Arugas Habosem. No, if it's Derech Bishol Asrit Torah, then basically, according to the Arugas Habosem, we have a Tam Ki Iker Doraisa, but in Basa B'chol, the Torah added another precondition. It's got to be Derech Bishol. This is not considered Derech Bishol. Tam Sheni is not Derech Bishol. That's not the normal way. You ask a chef, how do you get the taste of meat in the fish? He's not going to tell you from cooking in a fleshika pot. That I can promise. So that's not called Derech Bishul. But in Shari Surim, where I cook basa shchuta, basa heter in a trefa pot, that would be Tam Ki Iker Doraisa, according to Rav. Masha Enkein, according to the Ramban, is saying that what reduces it from a Doraisa to the Rabbanan, it's not similar to Mishras, which is my paradigm of Tam Ki Iker. And in my paradigm of Tam Ki Iker, I have Yayin together with the Kikar, the Pas, in a direct contact. And Here we're going to say tam ki ikar, but there's no direct contact between the basar and the dogin, but rather through the intermediary, the walls of the kli. That's not mishras. That's not tam ki ikar. Does everybody see that?
The mishrat is considered
when you have the direct connection between the Isa and the Heta. That's mishras. Right. Which means that according to the Ramban, Rav would agree that if you were to eat basar shchuta that was cooked in a trefa pot, you would not be in violation of a deraisa. It would all be drabanah. And that's kind of like a not bar not svara, meaning it's not direct, it's indirect. Whereas the Arugas HaBosa would say in such a case, you violate an Isa Doraisa of Tam Ki Ikar. The only reason why Rav says the Arugas HaBosa would agree that Dogim Sholo Bekara is also Midrabbanan Lachlo Bekutach, but on the Raislam it's not Tam Ki Ikar, is because of the unique halacha, the principle and the requirement in Basa B'cholav of Derech Bishol Asvitor, but that has no application to Shari Sureto. So if I were to quiz you on an exam today, here would be my question. What would be the din according to Rav if a man cooks basar shchuta in a pot that was used this morning for nevela? And then he went ahead and he ate the contents of this pot, which was basar shchuta. Would he be in violation of a d'oraisa or a d'rabbanan? And what would be your answer? Depends upon the Ramban and the Arugas HaBosa. If you didn't get that, then you would get maybe a 50.
It's Shari Surin.
Correct. So according to the Arugas HaBosa, it's only the Rabbanon because you're missing... According to the Ramban, it's only the Rabbanon because you're missing the principle of a direct contact between the nevela and the trefa, so it's not mishras. And according to the Arugas HaBosa, it would be doraisa because we don't have a principle of derech bishul asur Torah with regard to shari suru. Are you getting the flavor of this, Rabbi Mosai? You know, it says the OU, I think, is giving out smicha to people who are tested in various parts of Yoredeya. So you would have to take this last quiz question that I gave you if you wanted to get smicha from me. Now, my smicha is worth lotzer al pitz lichuso, if you remember that Gemara above Mitzia. Which might mean it's d'oraisa. Fine. You see, I'm wondering if he implies here that according to Rav it's an isa d'oraisa, what about derech bishul asur Torah? You understand my question? In other words, he takes this fleshik of fish and he cooks it together with milchiks. Okay, you could say that's doraisa because tam ki ikar. But what bothers me is that how did the fish become fleshiks? There was no meat in the pot in which he cooked the fish, so it's not derech bishul asur Torah. Now, what's the counter argument against this svara of derech bishul asur Torah? Well, that I don't know. Okay, Shmuel Amar Mutar Li'Ochlo Bekutach. No Saint Tam Bar, no Saint Tam. Rishonim Nechaku Beze Tam, Me Eze Tam Nemar Chisaron. Venishnu Gimel Shitos. So just be careful when he says the word Tam here. He doesn't mean the taste of the fleshiks in the fish. He means the logic. The word Tam here means the logic. Why does Not Bar Not create some sort of a Chisaron? Meaning it's not the real. It's not the real thing as far as Tom is concerned. And he says there are three different shitos. So if you'll notice the way he structures it on the page, there's an aleph on the bottom right column, and then you go on to the second paragraph on the left column, which is a beis, and the one below that is a gimel, and after that he has nafgimina. Okay? Now, the first explanation is to differentiate between what's called a tam sheni and a tam shlishi. The tam of basar in the dogim is called what, Rabosai? Tam sheni. Now you're taking that fleshig of fish and you're cooking it or placing it in, mixing it into milchiks. That's already a Tam Shlishi. So the reason for Shmuel of not Barnan is not because of Tam Sheni, according to this interpretation, which he identifies with the Ramban, but rather because of Tam Shlishi. The Torah would aser a Tam Sheni, so that the Tam of Basar going into the fish would be aser midoraisa, but Torah's Tam Sheni, the Basar into the Kli and the Kli into the fish. But it happens to be mutter, because the Torah says that the tam basar and fish is mutter. But now you want to add it to a milchika concoction. That's already basar of a tam sheni, giving its tam into the cholov as a tam shlishi. And that's where Shmuel says it's mutter. Azoy shteit in Ramban. That's Ramban's approach. So, by the way, if we come back to my original question, what happens if you were to cook, let's say, basar heter in a trefa pot? Well, that's, you can call that tam sheni from now until doomsday. It's not going to help you one bit. Why? Because you took basar heter, basar shkuta, and now it's got a tam sheni of nevela in it, and the Torah prohibits tam sheni. It's only in basar b'chalav where you have this ability to add a tam shlishi into the equation. Why? Because the tam basar in the dogim is mutter, so tam sheni doesn't bother me. It only bothers me when I mix it with milchiks, and then it becomes a tam shlishi. Okay, so we got up to number base. And this is the Ramban in the name of Acherim. This is not the Ramban Shita, but he quotes it in the name of Acherim. So Belinetta will try to see if we can. But you follow the logic today?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Very good. It's a lot of different points here, but if we're going to study not Barnat, this is important. Each point is an important point.
You get the time of it.